This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk back on the evening edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zion.
Good evening, I'm Caroline O.
It's Talk Back Thursday, folks. We're asking you a very simple question this evening. Just a question, do you feel safer now? That's it. That's it. That's all we're asking.
Perhaps we want to tell them why it is we're asking.
Well,
this question.
Should we? Should we? I mean, do they feel safe right now before we actually elaborate on this topic?
You know, if you continue, I don't think anybody's going to feel safe.
03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. What are we talking about? The threat of terrorism has been so far removed for us Malaysians until the revelation of how the counterterrorism division, Royal Malaysian Police, detained 17 people. Including two who had recently returned from Syria for plotting terror acts in the nation's capital.
Yep. So Ayub Han, the principal assistant director of the terrorism division, has said that while they've arrested 92 suspected IS members, only 24 have been charged, while the rest had to be released. It's this is not for the lack of evidence, but rather the difficulty in getting them to testify.
So with terrorism being real and now on Malaysian soil, apparently, are we worried? Should we be more vigilant about our surroundings? And of course, with the introduction of the Prevention of Terrorism Act, or PODA, passed in Parliament a few weeks ago, along with the strengthening of the Sedition Act, it's meant to promote a harmony within the country. Do you feel safer now?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, considering these laws are in place, I think what we're trying to do is get a feel of, you know, what you think, what the temperature on the ground is. You know, have these laws actually managed to inculcate a sense of security for you? Have they encouraged a healthier take on, say, multiculturalism and harmony? Mm.
Also, I mean, if there are parts about POTA or, you know, there's all these acronyms, SOSMA, or, you know, all of these different interpretations of and these amendments to these acts, if there's anything you don't know about it, do share with us which parts you don't know, because, of course, we may not necessarily have the answers, but we have some idea about the scope and the amendments as to what's been strengthened, what hasn't been. And whether this actually gives the authorities the ability to do their job. And that question, do you feel safer now? Do you feel more secure living in Malaysia with the introduction of these laws? 03-771-09000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. It's Talk Back Thursday. Some music for you first. Seen It All by Jake Bugg right here on BFM 89.9.
Text 016-201-9000 or talk to us on 03-771-9000. Talk Back on BFM 89.9.
It's the evening edition. You're with Caroline and Ezra. The question we're asking this evening is, do you feel safer now? Do you feel more secure with the introduction of POTA, the Prevention of Terrorism Act? It was passed in Parliament a couple of weeks ago. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Yes, that's correct. And we're talking about whether or not you feel safer. Of course, this is with regard to POTA and the recently strengthened Sedition Act.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of hullabaloo, I guess, when the bit of legislation was being debated. People were tuning in online till the wee hours of the morning. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there was some sort of frustration about who showed up at Parliament to vote, who didn't show up to Parliament to vote, whether the debate going into the wee hours of the morning was appropriate or necessary. Why was it sort of pushed through? But now it's in place. And given how much or given how little people know some of the effects of some of these amendments or some of these new legislations, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel better about the entire situation given the state of local, regional, international terrorism?
Okay, so what we see in the news, we know this. Authorities here detained 17 people, including two who had recently returned from Syria for plotting terror attacks, for plotting terror attacks. And I'm just wondering whether or not we're looking at it from all different angles to understand the context. So let's try and just frame it in the spirit in which it was introduced, right?
Sure.
So we talk about terrorism, and I think when it comes to terrorism and whether or not we think of it in that way is something to consider, because I think the trust deficit has been mentioned many, many times.
Pretty low, yeah, that is.
Yes. And to be fair, governments all over the world do experience this, right? But the threat of terrorism feels very, very far away. We feel removed still. Extremist activity, for the larger part, to me, feels confined to very different pockets. We're lucky in that we haven't experienced sort of the extreme violence, by way of wars and slayings. But are we very violent a nation in that respect, that we need legislation of this sort to protect us from ourselves?
Well, that's one part of it. And I think there's also the importing of these extremist elements into our nation. And of course, what is the value of some of these new legislation? Were the existing legislation that has been around for quite some time, was it not enough to ensure that we are safe? So we're asking you that question. Do you feel safer now? 0377109000. One of the main things that people were talking about, the Prevention of Terrorism Act, POTA, is the question about what happens if someone is arrested. I mean, that's where a lot of criticism or disapproval about some of the language found in the legislation. So any persons who fall under suspicion of terrorist activities, they can be detained without warrant up to a maximum time of 60 days by the police. And so under the approval of the Yang Di-Pertuan Agong appointed 5 to 8 member Prevention of Terrorism Board, this can be extended up to 2 years at a time. So any person who is arrested will be presented to the magistrate within 24 hours unless released earlier. And so a lot of people are concerned about the loosely defined nature of these clauses, because everybody wants to combat terrorism. I mean, I don't think anybody's arguing about that, but I think it's the safeguards that should be put in place to ensure that it's not abused. And I think that's where a lot of the concern lies.
Yeah, the major concern over POTA, like the ISA, is that it does give the police and the appointed board the power to detain suspects without warrant or judicial review for that extended period of time. It says that no person shall be arrested and detained solely for his political belief for political activity, but this only refers to parties registered under the Societies Act.
Yeah. So 0377109000 is the number to call. We're asking you this very simple question. Do you feel safer now? Do you feel more secure now that all of this new legislation has been introduced?
Yeah, so Potato sent this message in. Yes,
Potato?
Saying, no, don't feel safer because our police are like them cops in Hot Fuzz without Simon Pegg.
Oh, well, that's a funny show. Oh, I see what he's saying. Okay, go ahead.
Richie says, so-called anti-terrorism laws in Malaysia are politically motivated, and therefore they're a greater threat to one's constitutional rights than against real terrorists.
All right, so that's what you have to say. If you have another opinion that you want to chime in on this, the question is, do you feel safer now? The number to call is 0377109000. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Talkback continues right after this. Need You Tonight by INXS, right here on BFM 89.9.
You want a Mac case?
03-77-10-9000 to talk back. BFM 89.9.
That's the number to call. Once again, 03-77-10-9000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking, folks, do you feel safer now with the introduction of the Prevention of Terrorism Act passed in Parliament a few weeks ago? You have the Strengthening of the Sedition Act. It's meant to promote harmony within the country. Do you feel safer now? That's what we're asking.
Yes, that's right. Chin sent this message in saying it's a double-edged sword. It's good until used for political means.
I've got our first call of the day. Peter is on the line. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yeah, okay. I'll just leave a quick comment.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as, terrorists, as the media portrays, are very scary, the scary threat to security. Historically, curiously enough, is that states are even more scary in terms of, because they have such resource and capacities for it. So, yeah, I don't think I feel too much different because, just this historical perspective.
Peter, just when you say states have more power and authority, you mean the sort of nation states and governments per se?
Because historically, terrorists can be scary, but nation states have more, military power or authoritarian power.
Right.
So that's the perspective I view.
Peter, just before you leave, what do you think about, I guess, the way in which terrorism is now so mobile? Countries and nation states are being infiltrated without a lot of these governments realizing, and hence the need to strengthen through legislations like POTA.
I'm not too sure, but again, this, such events have are not new. You know, historically, they've always been prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I hold the view that, you know, while terrorists are scary and a threat to perhaps personal security, what they can do is not much compared to what states can do.
Thank you very much, Peter. 03-77-109-000 is the number to call. You can text us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. It's Top Back, and we're asking you, do you feel safer now? Do you feel more secure? I guess given your personal security or related to the nation at large.
Yeah.
We're moving to our next caller. Sean is on the line. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Ezra. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Sean.
Hi. So just quickly, where I'm coming from, I'm a new father of two.
Okay.
So you can see where I'm concerned, where my concern's coming from.
Sure.
Okay, so I don't think that protest is making me feel any safer, because I don't think that the protest is addressing the underlying issue or whatever that issue may be.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'm going to go further by saying that I think even that those who are actually committing this terrorism act are actually not feeling safe as well. Hence, they are taking matters into their own hands by doing what they do.
Mm.
And,
Sean, yeah. What do you feel is the underlying issue? You mentioned that earlier. What is the underlying issue then?
Well, I don't know. It could be the climate. It could be mismanagement of wealth of the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know. There's plenty. But I think that's where the focus should be, rather than. I don't think the terrorists are the issue. I think they react because there is an underlying issue that they want to take matters into their own hand to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel that protest is making me feel any safer. And I think there should be something else that needs to be done, you know, to really dig in and see what exactly is the problem and to address, you know, the issue of making all of us feel safe.
Right, thank you very much. I suppose then it takes going back to this is going to be the root causes of terrorism. I mean,
we can do a thesis tonight.
Yes, I mean, inequality. I mean, like you said, a thesis, absolutely a thesis tonight. But it also isn't something that is easily addressed in that manner, and something that needs to be addressed on many, many different fronts.
Absolutely. There is a comment from of course, I'm no member and Global Movement of Moderates chairman, Dr. Saifuddin Abdullah. He's saying publicly that past acts like the ISA have failed to thwart the rise of militant or terrorist groups. And so, you know, there's a question mark about the introduction of this new legislation. Will it give the authorities the necessary bandwidth, I guess, to do what they need to do to keep our nation safe? Folks, we're asking you a basic question tonight. Do you feel safer now? Do you feel more secure when it comes to issues related to terrorism? 03-77-109-000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Of course, music for you, Hang Down Your Head by Tom Waits, right here on BFM 89.9.
And Tom, it's Talk Back time on BFM 89.9.
With Caroline and Ezra's Top Back Thursday, we're asking you the question, do you feel safer now? Do you feel more secure given the rise of international terrorism? We've introduced the Prevention of Terrorism Act, or PODA. It was passed in Parliament a few weeks ago. And that's what we're asking you, 03-77-109-000. You can text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Right, so this act, it was, I think, purportedly put in place to protect us from this threat of terrorism. So let's dial it back a little bit. You know, we've been seeing lots of news in the papers. There've been recruitment videos purportedly from the IS in Malay. We've seen articles where our young children are running off to support this cause.
I think there was that story about, I think, a 14-year-old girl that she wanted to sort of fight for IS in Syria.
That's right. And there are many knee-jerk reactions to that. I certainly had one. You know, I was concerned. I was wondering to myself, at that point, when did we become this playground ripe for talent recruitment when it comes to such activities? And, you know, many people have said, yes, it's a many-pronged attack, and then therefore it requires a many-pronged defense. So how else can we counter terrorism if POTA is not necessarily the way to go?
Yeah, that's a fair question. We're going to move straight to the calls. If you want to call in, 03-77-109-000 is the number to call. Lisa is on the line. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. My opinion is the government has to start somewhere. If they don't because we really don't know what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. Because we're really, I feel like I'm in a bubble. If they didn't have the act, I wouldn't know what, you know, they're actually acting on it.
Yeah. So it does concern you, these stories that we read in the newspapers?
It does concern me because I'm sure there's definitely going to be some truth somewhere. Hmm. Yes, everybody is saying that this portal is almost like ISA. There's probably bound to have people taking advantage or abuse it, but the main reason it was set up is to counter terrorism.
And you believe it will be implemented in that spirit. The trade-offs would be a lot of the trade-offs would be you know, a lot of different things, though. You know, so critics are saying that suppose your basic human rights would be taken away if implemented wrongly, but it's worth it in your opinion?
Yes, I wouldn't say this is the main solution, but it's probably one angle. There are different angles that they should look into as well.
And Lisa, do you have any inclination as to what potentially those other solutions can be? Because, I mean, nobody's got the answer. The whole world is trying to figure out, you know, what is the right approach to deal with terrorism apart from, I guess, legislation coming from government, really, yeah.
I think a lot of education and that plays a part, because we are seeing all these young people joining, you know, the going over there.
Yeah.
Why is that so? There has to be, we are in a very beautiful country, isn't it? I don't know. I just feel that there must be some sort of problem lie somewhere that, you know, we should look into, because frankly saying, I'm not the Muslim. I don't know that, you know, how it works.
Sure.
In a Muslim society.
Right.
So I can't comment on that.
All right. Thank you very much. But I think, you know, Muslim or not, this war narrative is something that's very pervasive. We talk about, we see it even in movies. You know, it's not just the news that we talk about. You know,
it's pop culture as a whole.
It is pop culture as a whole. And it feels, it just feels normal these days to see movies have a lot of violence around it and I suppose not even flinch.
Well, I guess, you know, the global community, I guess since the events of 9/11, I mean, the global community feels like they're on the same page now, almost, as to how fearful this whole idea is. Because, you know, it's now, you know, geographic. There's no sort of relevance to any particular geographic location. It could strike anywhere. And I think the question is, you know, do you feel safer now, given these efforts by the government? Are there other efforts that you're thinking of that may be able to deal with this issue of terrorism? 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us at 0162019000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Fung is on the line. Hi, Fung.
Hello.
Hi, tell us what you think.
I think water is going to be used correctly, but I shall wait and see who would be the first victim.
And in terms that you think it will be used correctly, do you think that the problem is significant enough right now?
Sorry?
Do you feel that the problem of terrorist activities and terrorism is significant in the country right now, that we need an act like POTA?
Honestly, no.
You feel quite detached from it? From
yep. Correct.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're moving to our next caller. Dr. John is on the line. Hi, Dr. John. Hello, Dr. John, are you there? And you're not there quite yet. As you know, maybe yes, maybe no, maybe yes. But we're gonna, you know what? We're gonna get Dr. John to call us back. The number is 0377109000. You can text us, of course, at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you about making Malaysia safer. Do you feel safer now with the introduction of the Prevention of Terrorism Act? It was passed in Parliament a few weeks ago. How do you feel as you know, the man on the street, as a regular Malaysian citizen, given the current state of affairs of terrorism in the world? 0377109000 is the number to call. We're headed for a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back on Talk Back Thursday, BFM 89.9.
0377109000 to Talk Back. BFM 89.9.
That's the number to call, 03-771-09000. You're with Caroline and Ezra. We're asking the question, so whether you feel safer now, do you feel more secure, given how terrorism has infiltrated our home state? Our next caller, Mandir is on the line. Hi, Mandir. And Mandir, something's wrong with our phone lines here, Caroline. What's going on? Moving to our next caller, Alvi is on the line. Hi, Alvi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. My opinion, it's non-issue, really. It's just a government ploy. It's a scam.
And can you elaborate on that?
Because they want to probably justify Porter. I don't think it's a big issue here now.
You don't feel terrorism is a big issue in the country?
No, not at all.
So when you read those reports about, you know, the videos that go around, you see our children, you know, flying off and to support the cause. Does it not concern you at all?
Yes, it concerns me, but I don't think it's really an issue. It's a very, very small, very minute population, maybe 10 people or something.
Right, and there's no fear that it could grow into a bigger problem, in your opinion?
No, I don't think so, unless the government made it to be, you know. It's not really a big issue. All we need is just a clear hit, educating people, nothing to have. You don't have to have a portal, you know, to resolve this issue, I don't think.
You don't feel it's necessary. Okay, thank you very much, Manda. We're going to move on to our next caller. But first, if you want to call in and chime in on this issue, 03-771-09000. You can text us at 01620019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Yep. Is terrorism such a tangible fear that it requires all-encompassing legislation? And that being the case, do you feel safer now that Porter is in place?
Oh, my apologies. That was Alvi on the line. Now we have Mandir. Hi, Mandir.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. So what I feel, maybe Porter is, you know, there's potential for abuse. But, you know, maybe online policing should be the way to go. I think if these activities are happening and recruitment's happening, it's most likely online.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that, you know, they should go on the road of how the U.S. done it, like, you know, tapping in phone lines, reading emails, but maybe, you know, setting up sort of traps for these people, like, you know, be part of the team that goes out and in search for these people wanting to get recruited or wanting to know more in that pretense. And, you know, probably, you know, searching online, you know, getting people to actually, like, you know, have a little policing body online. Probably that's the way to go. And, you know, instead of going out and, you know, having acts and legislations, I mean, there is potential of abuse, because I'm afraid, you know, what if I am suddenly, you know, under duress of this act, and, you know.
Yeah, so Mandir, you've raised an interesting question, because, you know, when you talk about policing online and keeping some sort of eye on activities as to how people are communicating, doesn't that open a can of worms when it comes to...
I suppose privacy issues as
privacy
well.
Privacy issues,
yeah.
Or civil liberties. What do you think about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, like I said, it's we shouldn't go down the road of the U.S. where they've gone down that whole, you know, policing into that extent. I suppose is, you know, setting up traps. I said, like, trying to involve people who recruit, you know, and try to get themselves recruited, and, you know, probably just search online, do whatever is necessary, and, you know, it's more on the quiet rather than, you know, go out all out, and, you know, and then there is that potential of abuse because of these acts and laws in place.
Thank you very much, Mandir.
Yeah, and it's a good point. You know, are we doing enough to address, sort of the soft power, soft influence where this is concerned?
03-771-09000 is the number to call. We're asking you, do you feel safer now? Waikwan is on the line. Hi, Waikwan.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I don't think Porter is right.
Okay.
What the previous caller just said about online policing, that's pretty much, you know, kind of wearing on personal liberty. I think Porter is actually doing just that, which is, you know, it's going to affect our liberty. And terrorism here, I'm grateful for it. It's not a big deal, but allowing Porter to be practiced or put in place might just affect our personal safety.
Wakan, you've raised a very important point, but, you know, when it comes to this beast of terrorism, do you think some of these fundamental liberties, it comes at a price sometimes?
Well, yes. Yeah.
Probably. Why can we not hearing you quite clearly? Could you just speak closer to the phone, please?
Yeah, probably, but unfortunately, I think that given the history of fair play here in Malaysia, I do not have enough faith in the authorities and the rightful agencies to be able to implement water in the right way.
Right, fair enough. Thank you very much. And, you know, of course, that is a natural reaction, just to look at history and how acts like these have been used in the country.
These were some of the issues that were debated in Parliament. Of course, you can read the Hansard just to get a clear idea as to how our parliamentarians felt about this particular legislation. Jack is on the line. Hi, Jack.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, tell us what you think.
Yeah, I don't particularly feel safe with quota around. Even with POTA around or POTA not around, I don't feel any safer.
Oh, so even POTA is not around, just general, sense of unease, I guess.
Yes. And with I just think that this POTA thing is like a lazy way to do your police work. And I think it boils down to the competency of the, the authorities today in doing police work.
But can you perhaps maybe appreciate how difficult it is to, given the legalities of the law, that perhaps it might be difficult for the authorities to do their job, that they need stricter interpretations of legislation or wider interpretations so that they can actually bring them,
to justice.
Yeah.
Okay, but how can you justify remanding a person without, without explanation to anybody, for any number of days? I mean, the current law will allow you to remind somebody, but you will have to report back to Parliament, right? To extend a remand or something like that. But why can't you do that? Yeah. Why do you have to be? Why do you have to have so much power in extending the remand without reporting to anybody? I don't know. I think that's crazy. I mean, I'm not a terrorist, but if I were...
that's my favorite line of the night, by the way, Jack. Thank you very much for clarifying that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I think it's kind of crazy. You invest such great power into somebody, and that person does not need to report to anybody. I think that's crazy.
Thank you very much, Jack.
And I suppose, point of note, it's not just remand, it blocks your regular judicial review as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's right. 03-77-109-000 is the number to call. We're speaking about the Prevention of Terrorism Act and whether it makes you feel safer now, given the state of terrorism. Zaid is on the line. Hi, Zaid.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Actually, the new provision, which I think it will be abused in some extent, but we have to take care. I mean, we have to double think about the innocent people. If not everyone is going to be detained, it will be a terrorist. So this is the one of the most important points. And secondly, the country needs to go and find the root cause of this terrorism. And what is that institution that's teaching this wrong ideology?
And so your concern is, in fact, I mean, there's the legislation part, but also how are we moving forward when we're dealing with some of the institutionalized aspects of promoting a particular type of ideology?
Yes, that's definitely because basically I'm a Muslim. I am not a Malaysian, but I have been here more than 11 years.
Wow.
I see now more. I mean, difficult ideologies are coming. I see it, and when I go to pray, I see Malaysia a few years ago was not like that. So that's why I think it's one of the main causes that Malaysians are attracted to go for terrorism.
Thank you very much for that, Zaid, and sharing with us your observations. 03-77-109-000 is the number to call. Moving on to our next caller, Chong is on the line. Hi, Chong.
Hi. Good evening to both of you.
Good evening. Tell us what you think.
I think that, first of all, my concern is abuse.
Okay.
Abuse in the sense that the competence level is not there, looking at the way that they are using the Sedition Act that is going on. I have no confidence. If the law being passed, they might do the same thing.
And are you more concerned about the abuse in comparison to, I guess, your concern about terrorism? Is there a weightage that you can attach to?
Of course, I cannot deny that terrorism is a thing that very, very everybody is concerned about. But I think that to fight it rather than to enforce, why not go back to the root of education, giving awareness? Have the government give enough or put enough awareness to the society that teaching them to avoid, teaching them to recognize this is the subtle kind of way that the terrorism group are doing to recruit people or the young children, kind of things, rather than go to have law. This is kind of last minute thing, last option to do.
Thank you very much for that, Chong.
Yeah, thank you, Chong. And, you know, and the thing is that, so we do talk about education, but then again, that is something that is going to take a long time to see fruit. I mean, if it's an issue, and it certainly is an issue that needs to be tackled today, so education being one way, but what other ways can we go about it? When it comes to terrorism, we've had one suggestion that, you know, people look online to sort of gauge where we are as a society.
I also appreciate, you know, callers like Zaid before, you know, he's not a Malaysian and he's living here in Malaysia, you know, more than 11 years. And from his short vantage point of, you know, spending time here, he's seen sort of a shift or a change in the discourse or the attitudes towards something like extremist ideology. So that's always fascinating to hear.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, Christopher Leong of the Bar Council said it best. He said, you know, how do you fight an idea? You certainly don't put it in jail.
Yep, we're going to move on to our next caller. Victor is on the line. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Before Porta, we have SOSMA.
Yep.
Yeah, so actually I don't understand why should anybody feel can only feel safe when the government is given the right to detain without trial. So obviously I'm no sympathizer of IS. By all means, this round up all IS suspects, but only if the government has enough evidence to detain all these people. Otherwise, I may be viewed as one of the IS sympathizer.
And Victor, how close do you feel about this experience of terrorism in Malaysia? Is that something tangible?
To be honest, I don't know. I think it seems too close for comfort.
Right.
But still, it doesn't justify detention without any evidence. I mean, you detain people when you have evidence, lah, isn't it?
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you very much, Victor.
And it seems to be a little bit of a general consensus that it is a concern. It certainly is. A lot of people are saying that it is a concern, but whether or not Porta is the way to address it, you know, that's still up in the air.
We've got Chin, Moses and Munira on the line, but we'll head towards the news after this. So stay on the line for that. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. We're asking you, do you feel safer now, given the introduction of PODA, Prevention of Terrorism Act? Some music for you, well, much, much later, because we've got some messages from our sponsors, BFM 89.9.
It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, I'm Ezra Zayed.
Good evening, I'm Caroline O.
It's Talk Back, and we're asking you the question, do you feel safer now in light of the introduction of Prevention of Terrorism Act, or POTA? 03-771-09000 is the number to call.
Yep, some have said yes, some said no, some skepticism essentially about how it's going to be used, and history unfortunately is not instilling a lot of confidence, but it's hard to deny that for some people there is some fear. So how to counter in a manner that's effective and fair is the big question, and do you think it's been drafted in a manner that truly encourages and prioritizes security?
Chin has been holding line. Thank you very much. Hi Chin, you're on the air. Chin, are you there? Nope, Chin.
He's going to do something.
He's going to do something. Do try call us back, Chin. 03-771-09000. Moving on to our next caller, Moses is on the line. Hi, Moses.
Hi.
Hi there.
Okay. First thing first, I don't know the specific detail of what I'm saying.
Okay.
Just a casual knowing it's there. Now, the question here is that SPOTA is supposed to prevent terrorism, but and is it like supposed to detain somebody without trials or anything like that?
That's right.
When that happened, would it not build resentment?
Will it not build resentment? Is that what you said?
Yeah, among the community of people. Let's say you have your families or what, you detain them without trials and all these things just because you're suspected of they are a terrorist.
Yeah.
A labor. And will it not create a kind of, I mean, the word resentment is very mild, in fact, I think, but I don't know the stronger word, but it creates the kind of, like, the deep-seated hate mm-hmm. for the authorities, the way they create the situation for the people. And maybe, who knows, they will go all out to create even more the terrorism. Does that prevent terrorism? What happened then if you have an explosion, suddenly in the public space, you say that it's supposed to be prevent terrorism, but some guys say, okay, I'm going to blow up somebody somewhere in Malaysia.
And I guess the question is, do you feel safer now? I mean, given those scenarios that you just mentioned, do you feel safer if we had this legislation now?
As it is now, there's a lot of crime itself. I mean, I can drive along, somebody come along my car and create me a problem. I don't really feel safe in that sense.
Right.
Yeah? I mean, crime itself is really there. So, a lot of people have been saying that there are underlying issues. I don't know whether you really address those issues. I mean, even the short constraint of space in this top bag, or even whether the authorities allow for this kind of debate to happen.
Fair enough. Thank you very much for that. We're going to move on to our next caller. It's Munira. Hi, Munira.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm just calling to share my view on POTA. I think it's a problematic law, largely because there's no universally accepted definition on terrorism. So it all depends on how the Malaysian government defined terrorism in order to enforce the act more correctly, so to speak.
And is there a more meaningful way to deal or combat terrorism on... if it's not from a top-down approach, is there another approach?
Yeah, I would think that it's important to build community resilience, mm-hmm. considering that a lot of the recruits are mostly youth. So it's important to teach them about rejecting extremist ideas.
And what's your gauge right now about how safe you feel on that topic, on this topic of terrorism? Is it something that's far away? Is it tangible?
No, I feel quite indifferent, really, because terrorism is actually quite a rare occurrence. I mean, I know that it seems like it's happening all the time, but the chances of terror activity is actually quite rare.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Munira. We're going to move on to our next caller. Razif is on the line. Hi, Razif.
Thank you very much.
Razif, you're on the air?
Yes. Hi, evening, guys.
Good evening.
What do you think?
I don't want to say about that I feel safe or not with POTA, but I'll say that we do need some kind of law similar to this to counter terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's been implemented by a weak government, it's been seen as a weak policy. So, basically, people were talking about abusing this act and whatnot. So this is my take on this. We do need, but it needs to be implemented by a strong government. Then only we can see the impact of it.
Razif, just on that point, what is the value of a strong government who can better implement such policies? What is the value to that in your eyes?
Yeah, because we've seen in past history that because we wouldn't know, because all these to implement this act, you need to arrest people based on assumptions only. So this assumption, you know how assumption can cloud your judgment. So it for example, if we've seen before that a person from the other fence, the other side.
Razif, unfortunately, we just lost you on the last part of it, but I think we got the crux of what you were saying.
We did, and obviously, you know, that goes into the whole extrajudicial sort of element to this.
Mm-hmm.
Akul Kalabu says this, innocent until proven guilty. POTA is wrong. If police can't prove guilt of terrorists, it's fair game. You let them go make the police work. And, you know, that element of evidence, I suppose, is part of the process, isn't it?
And it's a crucial part of the process.
It's a crucial because it's deemed necessary in check and balance. violence.
0377109000. We're asking you, do you feel safer now when it comes to the issue of terrorism? We've got new legislation being introduced. How do you feel about it? Norman is on the line. Hi, Norman. Hello? Norman, are you there?
Okay.
Ooh, you're not there. Do call us back. 0377109000.
Our phone lines are misbehaving terribly today.
I know. I mean, we need new legislation just to keep these phone lines in check.
Yeah.
We've got, moving on to our next caller. It's James. Hi, James. Oh.
There you go.
Look at that. I mean, all three callers going down the toilet. But of course, we've got a huge number of texts and tweets, Caroline.
Yeah, Danny says, tackling terror requires special tactics. To act after something happens will be too late. POTA allows for cops to preempt attacks. Hema says, POTA is fine if it's meant for terrorists only, but I don't feel safer with it. Current laws are sufficient. Another one, even terrorists have the right to defend themselves in court just in case they were wrongly accused. Chris says, who watches the Watchmen?
Alakazam, Alakazam, Stephen is on the line. Oh my God, I thought my chat would work. I really did.
Sorry, but your magical powers just didn't work on the phone.
Folks, do keep calling in because we can see the lines are filling up. 0377109000 is the number to call. We're asking you this question about making Malaysia safer, making Malaysians safer. How do you feel now that the Prevention of Terrorism Act or POTA has been introduced? Keith is on the line. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Ezra. Hi, Caroline.
Hi. Tell us what you think.
I disagree with what the government has done in improving the legislation.
Mm-hmm. And tell us why.
Because it's like a tool, you see, and the tools, depending on the user, can be used for good or evil. Mm. Right? Like a hammer, you can use to build a house, or you can use it to destroy a country. Mm-hmm. And I think the government has not shown enough responsibility with the use of legislation to prove otherwise. Hence, that's why I agree that then proof is required.
And Keith, can I just ask, how real is this threat of terrorism in your experience? I mean, is it something that is quite detached, or is it something that it's getting closer and closer, a bit too close for discomfort, perhaps?
I think it's getting too close for comfort, and terrorism should be eradicated. I mean, it's a cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just, I mean, that doesn't mean you take chemotherapy all the time. That's not always the cure, you see. The chemotherapy can kill, you know, as well as can save. Just like how the misuse of the legislation can kill or can save.
Yeah, fair enough.
A medicinal analogy. I like that.
Yeah, and it's also fair to say, because history is the only benchmark that we have at this point.
Thank you very much for your call, Keith. Moving on to our next caller, Timothy's on the line. Hi, Timothy.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
So, my opinion on POTA is that I think if you're looking at ISA, we'll be talking about Kamunting, but then I think looking at POTA, I think we'll be looking at Guantanamo. Yeah, I don't think there's any difference if we're going to that direction.
And is it a concern about detention without trial? Is that what it is?
Yes. So it feels like when US came out with Guantanamo and then everyone is off with it, and unfortunately we are going for this direction, it's basically just like we are just being hypocrite when we are against Guantanamo in the first place. So I don't see any difference.
All right. Thank you very much, Timothy. We're going to move on to our next caller. It's Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hey, hi. Okay. I was told to go straight to the point, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
So, okay, well, a key point is that, okay, does it warrant to have a POTA at this moment of time? Well, we have already POTA and SHOBA, if I'm speaking. Yep. And two is that, okay, while this POTA, the definition of a terrorism is pretty broad-based. And on top of that is that, okay, it's so difficult to define, and yet whoever being remanded was not given the opportunity to go for a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where does this warrant the government to look into it? Does it reflect on the government incapability to handle such cases until that they've been warrant to be given such sure authority?
Yeah, and unfortunately, that is the conclusion that a lot of people will come to.
True. And, okay, that reflects on the capability of a government to handle such case where you have already had POTA and the SHOBA. And the last thing was that, okay, instead of having a fear on the terrorists, right now only worried is that with POTA, if it is not well managed, the fear is towards the government executing it.
Thank you very much for your call. We're going to move on to our next caller. Tan is on the line. Hi, Tan.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, tell us what you think about POTA.
Well, I think quota, we don't need that. Because the government must be seen to be fair, actually.
Okay.
The fear is that you will use it for other purpose to snuff out political dissent and other things.
And Tan, do you think, given the real threat of terrorism, that this legislation is not necessary? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Terrorism is... what is terrorism? Terrorism is striking terror into the hearts of the people, right?
That's right.
So, even if I go to a place of worship, I can feel terror in my heart, because outside there, people are demanding this, demanding that, and are causing a lot of unrest. I can feel unsafe.
No, I see your point. I mean, terrorism comes in many shapes, sizes, and forms. Thank you very much for that. We're going to move on to our next caller. Ho is on the line. Hi, Ho.
Hi.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah, I personally feel that I must say what we bought back. Mm-hmm. But of course, as I hear a lot of callers, nobody will feel, pleasing with this agreement, with this act. Because quota, basically, the first word itself is prevention. You know?
Yes.
Prevention is always better than cure. No, nobody likes to be prevent. You know, when you want to do some prevention, you basically take a lot of drastic action. But don't you think it will be safer? The only thing we are concerned, I think, the people are concerned, is the abuse of this quota. If it has been practiced, if it has been put in implemented in proper, with just and proper, then I think it should be a very good act.
But I guess there's also the difficulty of other countries implementing their own versions of quota, and they're struggling as well to find that right balance.
Yeah, it's very true, because it's difficult to get every evidence all the time. As long as they must have some kind of a mechanism that is concrete enough, that have substantiated evidence enough to implement that, I think that would be okay.
Right. Thank you very much.
But thank you very much, Ho.
It's certainly easier said than done, and something that many, many countries are wrestling with. Some messages that came in. Sharazan, paraphrasing Edward Snowden, says, if we abandon values when we're afraid, those values don't mean much. Aslan says, somehow I don't feel safe despite having these new laws, quite simply because I don't quite trust implementation. Mingzi says, no act can make us safe, but education can. We2020 says, terrorists won't be getting online to check what the act is before they attack, so quota isn't going to deter terrorists. And Joe Paul says, hello BFM, nothing wrong with your phone lines, I'm sure. I think your phone lines are being monitored.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We've received a whole bunch of calls, texts and tweets. We've also been referring to an article, 9 Things to Know About the Prevention of Terrorism Act. You can read that at postcode.my, and if you miss any part of this program, you can download the podcast at www.bfm.my. Some music for you, Under Your Skin by Dan Sultan, coming up right after these messages. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.